This is the NOCN ESOL International Intermediate Level B1 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. Then you will have 2 minutes to check your answers. 1. It is Peter's birthday party on Friday. 2. I passed my biology exam. 3. Where is my key? 4. Do you have this jumper in a different colour? 5. Would you like a piece of cake? 6. I have toothache. 7. Where is the chemist? 8. I'm sorry I'm late. 9. Do you like my new dress? 10. Let's go to the park tomorrow. Now listen to the sentences again. 1. It is Peter's birthday party on Friday. 2. I passed my biology exam. 3. Where is my key? 4. Do you have this jumper in a different colour? 5. Would you like a piece of cake? 6. I have toothache. 7. Where is the chemist? 8. I'm sorry I'm late. 9. Do you like my new dress? 10. Let's go to the park tomorrow. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. you will hear two conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. Then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Hello, Katie. Are you going on holiday this summer?
Hi, Susan. Yes, I'm going to Spain.
That sounds nice. How long will you be there?
We're going for 2 weeks in July.
How will you travel?
We're going to fly. We will travel to the airport by car.
Are you going with your family?
No, I'm going with 3 friends from work. We have booked into a hotel in Malaga. It's got a pool, a bar and a gym. And it's only 2 kilometres from the beach.
Lovely. Do you have any plans to do any sightseeing while you're there?
Yes. We'll go to some of the attractions in the area, but most of the time I think we'll be sunbathing on the beach or swimming in the pool.
And what will you do in the evenings?
We'll go to a restaurant for dinner and then spend the rest of the evening in a disco.
Have you been to Spain before?
No, this will be the first time. I'm so excited.
Well, I hope you have a great time. Send me a postcard.
Thanks, Susan, I will. Maybe we could meet up for coffee when I get back. Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello, Katie. Are you going on holiday this summer?
Hi, Susan. Yes, I'm going to Spain.
That sounds nice. How long will you be there?
We're going for 2 weeks in July.
How will you travel?
We're going to fly. We will travel to the airport by car.
Are you going with your family?
No, I'm going with 3 friends from work. We have booked into a hotel in Malaga. It's got a pool, a bar and a gym. And it's only 2 kilometres from the beach.
Lovely. Do you have any plans to do any sightseeing while you're there?
Yes. We'll go to some of the attractions in the area, but most of the time I think we'll be sunbathing on the beach or swimming in the pool.
And what will you do in the evenings?
We'll go to a restaurant for dinner and then spend the rest of the evening in a disco.
Have you been to Spain before?
No, this will be the first time. I'm so excited.
Well, I hope you have a great time. Send me a postcard.
Thanks, Susan, I will. Maybe we could meet up for coffee when I get back. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to conversation two. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers. Alan, I've bought myself an e-book. It's great because I can download a lot of different books to read and can take it anywhere with me.
Well, that might suit you, but I don't think I would buy an e-book. I prefer to read a paper book.
Yes, but just think of all the paper that wastes. What do you do with the books when you have finished with them? They take up so much space.
I like the feel of a paper book in my hands, and I find it hard to get rid of them when I've read them. I usually keep them at home in a bookcase, but sometimes I give them to the local library.
Why do you do that? Haven't they got enough books of their own?
Our local library has a few shelves of books that people can buy second-hand, and I think it's a good way to pass on books you've read and don't want anymore. You can't do that with books you download.
No, but you can still recommend books that you have read on the e-book to other people. Now listen to the conversation again. Alan, I've bought myself an e-book. It's great because I can download a lot of different books to read and can take it anywhere with me.
Well, that might suit you, but I don't think I would buy an e-book. I prefer to read a paper book.
Yes, but just think of all the paper that wastes. What do you do with the books when you have finished with them? They take up so much space.
I like the feel of a paper book in my hands, and I find it hard to get rid of them when I've read them. I usually keep them at home in a bookcase, but sometimes I give them to the local library.
Why do you do that? Haven't they got enough books of their own?
Our local library has a few shelves of books that people can buy second-hand, and I think it's a good way to pass on books you've read and don't want anymore. You can't do that with books you download.
No, but you can still recommend books that you have read on the e-book to other people. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. You will hear 2 broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast one. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. Then you have 2 minutes to check the answers. It was the moment when the skies above the UK went dark. This was very exciting for some lucky people who were able to take wonderful photos of the recent dramatic solar eclipse. However, it was disappointing for people in some parts of the UK because of the cloudy weather. This rare phenomenon took place when the moon blocked out the sun's rays for more than 2 hours on Friday, the 20th of March, 2015. The total eclipse occurred in a narrow path across the Earth's surface. Large parts of Northern Europe had the best views of the spectacular event. The longest time that the total eclipse lasted was 2 minutes and 47 seconds off the coast of the Faroe Islands in the North Atlantic Ocean. There will not be another solar eclipse that is visible in Europe until August the 12th, 2026. Now listen to the broadcast again. It was the moment when the skies above the UK went dark. This was very exciting for some lucky people who were able to take wonderful photos of the recent dramatic solar eclipse. However, it was disappointing for people in some parts of the UK because of the cloudy weather. This rare phenomenon took place when the moon blocked out the sun's rays for more than 2 hours on Friday, the 20th of March, 2015. The total eclipse occurred in a narrow path across the Earth's surface. Large parts of Northern Europe had the best views of the spectacular event. The longest time that the total eclipse lasted was 2 minutes and 47 seconds off the coast of the Faroe Islands in the North Atlantic Ocean. There will not be another solar eclipse that is visible in Europe until August the 12th, 2026. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to broadcast two. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers. Vodafone 4G Drive goes live for town phone customers. Telecommunications giant Vodafone UK has completed its installation of ultra-fast 4G broadband services in Doncaster, and the system is now live. The arrival of the service in Doncaster means that all customers who have signed up for the company's Red 4G plan will be able to connect to the internet more quickly, more reliably, and in more places than ever before. Ultrafast 4G services will also help businesses improve productivity because employees will be able to work when and where they want to. Vodafone has now extended its 4G coverage to 460 larger cities, towns and districts, as well as thousands of smaller communities across the UK. For more information on Vodafone's 4G service in Doncaster, visit any of the company's UK stores or visit vodafoneuk.co.uk. Now listen to the broadcast again. Vodafone 4G Drive goes live for town phone customers. Telecommunications giant Vodafone UK has completed its installation of ultra-fast 4G broadband services in Doncaster, and the system is now live. The arrival of the service in Doncaster means that all customers who have signed up for the company's Red 4G plan will be able to connect to the internet more quickly, more reliably, and in more places than ever before. Ultrafast 4G services will also help businesses improve productivity because employees will be able to work when and where they want to. Vodafone has now extended its 4G coverage to 460 larger cities, towns and districts, as well as thousands of smaller communities across the UK. For more information on Vodafone's 4G service in Doncaster, visit any of the company's UK stores or visit vodafoneuk.co.uk. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. This is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.